Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Well, the roster is just about full, and there was just time to squeeze in a brand new goalie. I'm delighted to say he's on the line with me now. This is Mikhail. Mikhail, pronounce your surname for me, please.
Hi, my name is Mikhail Zajkowski.
Zajkowski, there we go, you heard it there first. And Mikhail, you're the new netminder for Brayhead Clan. How pleased are you to finally sort out the move to come to Glasgow?
Oh, I'm excited. I heard a lot of good stuff about the club and the league, so it's going to be really fun to come down to Glasgow and play for Brayhead.
Now, of course, being a goalie, is there any more importance in making the right decision when it comes to a move, given it's a specialist position?
Oh, excuse me, how do you mean? Because
it's such an important position, are you a bit more careful in how you choose where you're going?
For me, I'm trying to do my best, try to help the team to win games. So it was a big opportunity for me to come to Brayhead. So it was only positive for me.
So what are your early impressions of the Elite League from what you know?
Oh, I asked around with some Swedish guys who play in the league, and all the guys said to me that the league is really good. So, and I know it's a really, really good players in the league, so it's going to be exciting to come there.
Now, I spoke to the coach, Ryan Finnerty, earlier this week about you, and he said he spoke to former teammates of yours, Daniel Asperg and Alex Levitt, who, of course, are going to be part of Brayhead Clan next season. Did you speak to them to find out more about the club?
Oh, actually, I speak a little with Danny. He signed earlier this summer, so I speak a lot with him. And then I ask some other Swedish guy who play in other teams, but I ask about Brayhead. So all the guys were saying good stuff about the organization and team and city. So I ask around a lot.
It's very important, that, is it, to get the right information from certain people. That makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. You always want to come to a good organization and a team who want to win. So, of course, it's important to ask around so you know where you come.
Now, let's just talk about last season. You were in Norway with Lillehammer last year. It was a disappointing year. The team were saved from relegation in the end. On the ice, how tough did you find it last year?
Oh, last year it was tough. We started losing in the beginning of the year, and was like we never come up to so many wins. So we were like a bottom team. So, but after Christmas, I was playing really good. It was too much up and down before Christmas. But I'm happy with my season after Christmas. But we missed the playoffs, so that was bad.
Now, you're the latest in a line of Swedish players that have opted to come to the UK and play their ice hockey. Is that an indication of how strong the league is getting?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Swedish guys who've been there, of course, they talked to the other Swedish guy in Sweden and said how good the league is. So then more Swedish guy want to go there, if you know what I mean.
Now, Ryan Finnerty said he wants to put a strong defensive core of players in front of you. As a goalie, can you get reliant on that? How important is that to you?
Oh, of course, it's important to have good guys in front of you. And then also, like a goalie, you try to help the guys. It's never like the goalie never win games alone, and the team, it's hard for the team to win without the goalie. You are like a team play, you know, so you help each other.
And of course, is there a different focus on your game now? You recently became, in fact, you became a father just this week. Has that given you a different focus on how you play the game?
Oh, now the signal was bad. I didn't hear everything you told me. Sorry.
That's okay. Now, what I'm asking is, you've just become a father, so obviously, like myself, I'm a father as well. Priorities change in your life. Does it mean that there's going to be a slight difference in how you play the game, how you view the game?
I have a son. I already have a son, so I don't know. Maybe sometimes it's good when you have a maybe. If you lose a game and you come home and you know your kid is happy, then it's maybe easier to think on other stuff, if you know what I mean.
Good. Now, of course, we're just a few weeks from the start of the season. Are you excited to be coming over and getting the season underway?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward for it. And after the day and I sign the contract, I want to come down there and practice hard with the team and start to winning some games.
Excellent. Well, Mikhail Zaikovsky, thank you very much for your time. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.